Welcome to Common Prayer on Thursday, June 11th, episode 70. Knowledge is not the solution to problems, but the knowledge of Christ should propel us to change within ourselves as well as the world. Knowing who Jesus is will cause a transformed life to slowly but surely emerge within us, transforming our behavior and interactions with others, because we know who Jesus is and who he's called us to be. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I am glad to be with you today leading our reflection. I just want to say thank you to so many of you who are engaging with this podcast, engaging in prayer with us daily. It's such an encouragement to me to know so many of you are in fact doing this across the Bay Area, across the peninsula. It really does mean a lot to us to know that you guys are engaging in this material. It's been such a joy for us to put together, but an encouragement to know that so many are also engaging with these prayers. So thank you. Today we're continuing to look at our theme this week of perseverance. And you know, we've been talking kind of in light of our cultural moment between both just the pandemic as well as so much unrest in our country. We've been talking about the need for perseverance, the need for us as followers of Jesus, in some ways to kind of have the long view. So often we can kind of take a short-term view of what it means for these particular moments or even for our faith. And we live really in a world that's wired for the instant, wired for the now. And one of the things that I think is inescapable is that this current pandemic and this current moment has reinforced the need for perseverance. It's reinforced the need for the slow formation, the slow change in which we see the world change. And we need that slow, long view. And so we thought it'd be appropriate for the moment to look into this concept of perseverance. And yesterday, Kathy led us in the first section of this text in 2 Peter chapter 1. And I wanted to continue on a little further, but let me read that text before we get too far. It says this: "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love." And here's the verses I want to look at today. "For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins." Now, a few things I think worth noting as we look at this concept is, one, this list of qualities that Kathy detailed yesterday, it's all aimed at what the author writes here in verse 8, that says, "For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, it's an interesting phrase because I think the author is getting at this idea that knowledge unto itself is not ultimately the goal. That our knowledge can in fact be ineffective and unproductive. And so this idea of understanding how we change and how we bring about change in the world means that we grow in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we do so not for the purpose unto itself of knowing Christ, but rather our knowing of Christ wells up in us a fruitfulness and a faithfulness to his work and what he has for us to do. And so these things, he says, if we possess these qualities, they will keep us from this ineffectiveness and this unproductive knowledge. You see, there can be a temptation to want to reduce our understanding of God to mere head knowledge. But it seems clear that this knowledge, this knowing of Jesus Christ, is to well up in us a transformed life and a transformed way of living. And this happens slowly, right? Again, as that list that was detailed before, all these different qualities that well up in us, this sense of endurance, this sense of perseverance requires that we take this long view. It requires that we connect our own development, our own knowledge, and the output of that in our lives. Again, we can't just equate knowledge with growth. You know, perseverance really has this idea that that's more than just endurance, if we can split hairs a little bit. But rather, it's perseverance in the faith is this recognition that God is in fact still working in this world. And it's the trust in that, the perseverance in that, that God is aiming us, our lives, as well as all of creation towards something. It's towards this renewed earth, this new creation that is the hope of the scriptures. And so the author says that, you know, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, it's an interesting phrase as well. This increasing measure is this idea that the life of the follower of Jesus is dynamic. It's moving. It's going somewhere. We're increasing in the measure in which we possess those qualities as well as our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we find the increasing measure of these qualities, we find ourselves growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and towards that end, that the life that is so enraptured in Jesus will naturally output a faithfulness and a fruitfulness to God's work in the world. And I think this becomes even more clear in the second part of the verse where he says, in verse 9, he says, "But whoever does not have them," speaking of those qualities, "is short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins." See, the author seems to say that if you aren't increasing in your measure, if you aren't continually growing on a sort of trajectory towards Jesus, and listen, it's a trajectory. There will be, you know, two steps forward, one step back. There'll be bumps on the road. There'll be times when things stall. But if the overall trajectory of your life is not towards that, then it says that you'll remain short-sighted and blind, forgetting that you yourself have been cleansed from your sins, that God has done a work in you and wants to continue to bring about that work. Again, the temptation is to assume that one day we arrive in our growth, but the long view requires a sensitivity and realizing that there is a long journey before us and before this world. And so as we approach the needed work towards justice and towards reconciliation and towards healing and you know, evangelism and reaching others with the gospel, there is a long view that needs to take place. And it's slow and it's arduous, but God is faithful. So what I thought we'd do for our reflection today is just spend a few moments exploring a little bit of the journey that we've been on. And so why don't you just sit back, take a few deep breaths, settle into the moment as we prepare to encounter God. I invite you to just allow all the worries and the anxieties of this moment to just bubble to the surface. And not to disregard them, but rather hold them in front and in the presence of the Holy Spirit, bringing all of who you are to this moment. Now I want to invite you to consider again these words that if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, it will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spend a moment, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to highlight if there are ways in which you've grown ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe this manifests itself in arrogance, the feeling that you've arrived. Maybe this shows up in a lack of fruitfulness, lack of faithfulness in certain areas of your life. What would it look like for you to possess those qualities in increasing measure? Ask the Holy Spirit, what's the next step? What's the next movement towards increasing our experience, knowledge, and faith in Jesus? The author goes on to say, but whoever does not have them is short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. There's a sense that the very work that Jesus has done in you, in cleansing you from your sins, in cleansing me from my sins, is the reminder of God's movement in the world. To take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to just highlight the ways that you have been cleansed of your past sins. And take a moment in gratitude, recognizing the grace of God in your life. Spend a moment thanking God for his forgiveness. Thanking God that he's a God who is in motion. He's moving. He's continuing to bring about a new you and a new creation. And church, may we continue to grow in increasing measure so that we can be effective and productive in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we have the patience to recognize that this is a slow, long journey, but it is what we are called to. So may we take those steps, those slow steps, forward today to greater knowledge and greater faithfulness to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.